everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And joining me this week, well, later in the show, we're going to be looking ahead to this weekend's matches across the Northern Premier League, Premier Division, as we'll be joined by Whitby Town Radio's very own. So welcome back to the show to Mr. Andrew Snaith. We're also going to be discussing football results from last weekend, as we'll be joined by the managers at Nantwich Town, Bamber Bridge and Morpeth Town. But before all of that, there's only one person who can kick the show off with a bang this week. It's a welcome back to social media officer from the Northern Premier League. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are they?
Evening, Ben. How are we doing? We are doing this the right way this week, aren't we, as well? Not starting mid-table like Berkey once.
No. Oh, it got me tied in knots last week. To be fair to him, there was a method. There was a method to his madness. And that was to highlight the opportunities available for the likes of Geisley and Ashton United. So there was a method there. And, well, that's where we'll start. I mean, we started the show off last week talking about Geisley. And when we did the fixture preview last week on the monthly show, we said, James, didn't we, that this is one of those games that South Shields will be looking at going, we could slip up here. And they did. 1-0, a Geisley victory at Nevermore. Sees Geisley, remarkably, 4 points from the playoffs now in seventh position. South Shields, obviously not picking up maximum points this past weekend, or any point for that matter, but Hyde United dropping 2 points in their game, Gainsborough dropping 3 points, more on those two results in a second. But the main talking point, James, therefore, is all about Geisley from last weekend.
Fantastic result there for Geisley. Going back to what we said a couple of weeks ago, it only takes one, two teams to go really on a good run, and they're up there. South Shields obviously regretting the chance to pull a bit further ahead. Yeah, they've still got the games in hand, but well played for Geisley to go get the result like that. And right back in the playoff race at this moment in time, who knows, continue this form, they might even find themselves on the outskirts of a title run, potentially.
Well, if they keep that run going, that's for sure. We were considering getting Paul Phillips on this week, but it was only we only had him on a few weeks back, didn't we? And he was talking in that interview, and I don't think much has changed about the possibility of going up the table. And at that point, they were in the lower half of the table. And here we are a few weeks later, 4 points outside the playoffs, sitting in seventh. I mentioned Hyde United's result because Hyde United couldn't capitalise on South Shields dropping 3 points on Saturday. They did get a draw, and it was FC United and Manchester 4, Hyde United 4. In the non-league paper, I could only give it 5 stars. I would have given it 8, 9, maybe even 10 stars. It was an epic game of football. Hyde United in second, 3 points off top spot as a result of that. I've opened up a 2-point lead over Gainsborough Trinity in third. I mean, what's your thoughts on that one? I mean, you could argue FC United were 3-1 up heading towards half-time. Heading into half-time, it was actually 3-all. Hyde went 4-3 up with 10 minutes to go. It ended up 4-all. So I don't know what you make of that game, really, and result.
Again, with how the weather was, I think, first of all, well done to FC United, lots to get the game on. I saw 1,700 fans left more than happy. Yeah, I think Hyde United had a great little comeback there at the same time. From what I've heard, there was two sets of radio commentators that were absolutely speechless. And looking at the highlights there, one of Tom Pratt's goals as well, absolutely stunning, I think, was the third one. Wasn't it from the outside of the box?
Yeah, it was just inside on the half volley. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful goal at the same time. But just shows the tenacity of both teams there to go grind the result out. I think Hyde, again, with how the results on this weekend, Hyde are going to be more than happy with a draw. I mean, look at the last three results. They're not exactly three bad draws to go and get at this moment in time. I think it's just great games to share a point on, really, if it's the best way to explain it.
Yeah, I mean, FC United, they've got South Shields next on Saturday. We'll obviously have a fixture preview with Andrew Snaith shortly. Then they've got Nantwich away and Warrington Town at home. And that's on top of playing Hyde United, who are in second position. So it's a tough run of fixtures FC are on at the moment. But they're in eighth position, 5 points from the playoffs. Now, that line for the playoffs, it stretched out a little bit on Saturday. That's because in the Warrington derby, Warrington Town were victorious over Warrington Rylands by 2-1. A good result there for Warrington Town. At the same time, Bamber Bridge beat Marine by 3-2. Firstly, James, let's touch upon the Warrington derby. Over 1,800 there at Rylands for this one. And Warrington Town coming from a goal behind to take all 3 points.
Yep, similar to the FC United Hyde match. Cracking game at both ends. Two great goals. Warrington Town just squeezed out that little bit extra result. And I think, including the Tuesday night result, they're unbeaten now. Warrington and Islands, I think they'll be disappointed, but it'd be those sitters one on weekends that can get away with a little bit of a bad result. Attempt defeat of the season there. They've just got to try and get bounced back as quick as they can and, again, make the most of when the results above and go their way.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, 10 defeats for Warrington and Islands, but 10 defeats for Geisler, and we were glowing about Geisler. It's all about form. It's one of them weekends. You could just shrug it off in this division because, you know, another couple of wins and suddenly you're back involved again, aren't you? So it's one of those things at the minute where you take one step back and in the later weeks, you might take two steps forward. But for Warrington Town, it's 4 points from this past week, as James highlighted there. A win on Saturday against Warrington Rylands, a draw away at Atherton Colls on Tuesday night. And James, before we started talking about Warrington Town, I did throw in there the result for Bamber Bridge, a 3-2 victory over Marine on Saturday afternoon. Brilliant crowd there, just shy of 1,200. But what a performance from Bamber Bridge. 2-0 down at half-time, 3-2 the victors. And a fantastic result for Bamber Bridge, James.
Bamber Bridge had to really fight through it to get them 3 points. And a stunning goal from Finlay Sinclair Smith, with a fantastic goal to win the game as well in the 60th minute.
Yeah, fantastic result for Bamber Bridge. 5 games unbeaten now for the Lancashire side, including 4 victories as well. And the draw was against local rivals Lancaster City. So it's been a good run of form for Bamber Bridge. Fantastic result on Saturday. Let's hear now from the manager at Iron Gate. It's a welcome back to the show to Jamie Milligan. Well, Jamie, a big thank you for joining us. And what an epic performance on Merseyside on Saturday. 2-0 down at half-time, eventually winning 3-2. And we should say all 3 goals were pretty special goals as well. So, I mean, how was your Saturday on Merseyside?
Yeah, to be fair, the pitch absolutely suited us down to a T, because it's a lovely 4G. And it's the wind, the weather was atrocious, though. We were against it first half and we're struggling to get out of our own half. It was that windy. We didn't play that bad, actually. We played some really good stuff first half, but we were just a little bit naive with it. We were trying to overplay when really I've said to the boys, when they start to press us, that's when we need to go over the top of them and get in behind them. But they never did it, and we just invited it, and we made a couple of mistakes. They used to go 2 up when it come from nowhere, really. And then we knew we had to win second half. We agreed the way we were going to try and play, and the boys came out flying, to be fair, and we scored 3 superb goals.
No, cracky stuff. And that's 5 games unbeaten now, including 4 victories in there. I mean, that includes that stretch of inactivity as well with the enforced winter break. I mean, how challenging has that been, the fact that, you know, this winning run has been stretched out now over 2 months, essentially, but only including 5 matches? I mean, that must have been challenging, that winter break.
Yeah, it's tough with the weather, but everyone's in the same boat in our league, and it's the lads still training and put the effort in. And it's, do you know what, I feel for non-league lads sometimes, because they turn up training twice a week, they work socks off, and they don't get paid for it because they don't have a game on a Saturday. And that's the bit that I don't really like about non-league football. Obviously, the clubs that pay decent money and the lads that are on contract, they can still do that. But the teams that don't have that big a budget can't do it. I feel sorry for the players, me, with non-league.
Yeah, but the reward could be a position in the playoffs at the end of the season. I'm going to have to ask you this, Jamie, towards the end of January's interview here. But, you know, in these victories that you've had recently, you beat Matlock, you beat Geisler, you've now beat Marine. These are fellow playoff chasers, and here you are in the playoff spots. I mean, what's your take on where Bamber Bridge find themselves at the minute?
Yeah, they're all good teams that we've played against, and the thin margins, all 3 games could have gone either way. But luckily they went for us. And yeah, we're in the playoffs. We're happy to be there. We're sitting in a great position this time of year. I can't believe how tight it is still. I thought there'd be a little bit of a breakaway at some point, but that doesn't seem to be happening at the minute. And that's a testament to the level. There's some really good teams at this level with some good players and good managers. But yeah, we're happy to be where we're at. We just need to keep doing what we're doing, really.
I mean, last time we spoke, you were kind of playing it down a little bit, you know, saying, you know, I've got a strong 11 here, you know, a decent enough bench, but as soon as injuries bite, then that might be a problem. But at the minute, it's going pretty well at Bamber Bridge. How much of that experience from last season do you think has become a bit invaluable for this campaign? Because this feels like a lot more consistent from Bamber Bridge as you head into the running.
Yeah, I think it's massive, and I think it was a bit of a learning curve for me as well. As a youngish manager, that I can't keep trying to play the way I want to play when it comes to winter time and on bad pitches sort of thing. And I have got lads in that can try and get us through that winter period as well. We weren't able to do that the last time just because of couldn't get lads in and the budget, etc. But been lucky I've got, I can change the way we're playing now when it comes to the bad pitches because I've got the characters and the personnel to do it. But yeah, like you say, that, that experience the last time I think has been massive for me and the players.
And touching upon, you know, that, that never say die attitude we saw at Marine, we kind of saw it against Guiseley as well. So clearly the squad are up for it as well, it looks like.
Yeah, the team's is always been there since I've been in the job. I think it's a big thing. The teams that I've played in and we've won leagues and won cups and things like that, I've always had a good changing room with characters, and that's one thing that I've tried to get in the changing room is characters and lads that will come in and work hard and take to it. Even the lone lads, I do my own work on the lone lads. I find out what they're like as lads more than players, really, because I've had loans in the past where they come in, they don't really take to the loan, they don't mix, they don't get involved with the lads, just turn up and train on a Tuesday, Thursday, play and go home. But I want lads that come here, loans especially, that will mix and have got character and got a little bit about them, and the loans have been great this year, along with the fine lads.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking ahead to the upcoming matches, obviously Morpeth have picked up a very good result on Saturday, so it looks like, unfortunately for yourselves, they might have hit some form. And then on Tuesday, Warrington Rylands. I mean, this is what the league's about, though, isn't it? You've got this team on Saturday who, above the relegation places, who, you know, could probably beat anyone in this league, and then you've got a fellow playoff contender in Warrington Rylands. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on these two matches coming up?
Yeah, it's going to be two tough games. Morpeth, that's going to be a really tough game. It was last year. They've got a good manager. They've got lively front players. They're a decent team. They can turn anyone over on the day. And Ryland's they're a top team. And it's going to be two really tough games. But it's going to be a sign to me of where we're at as a squad, really. And I'll be honest with you, we don't really fear anybody in the league. I know on our day, and as other managers will be, when you're on your day and you're playing well, I think you can beat anybody. And I think that's what sort of league it is. I think it's a on-the-day league sort of thing, because everyone's beating everybody sort of thing. Do you know what I mean? South Shield, obviously, they've got that little bit of momentum, and they should win it. Don't be wrong, though. They probably will win it. But anybody else, I think, can beat anybody on their day. I just think that's the sort of league it is.
And just a closing thought, Jamie, because obviously you touched upon South Shields there. The gap between yourselves and South Shields is actually only 6 points. And I've been saying, you know, chasing the playoffs. I mean, the way this league is this season, if you carry on winning matches and you know, going in an unbeaten run, that 6 points could close quite easily. So, I mean, how much are you looking forward to the challenge of the coming months and you know, getting Bamber Bridge where you hope they'll end up at the end of April?
Yeah, definitely. Like I say, guys that beat South Shields, the guys are a really good team, by the way. I thought they were strong. But yeah, they got beat, and I do think South Shields will start to slip away from everyone else. I believe that. But if we can just stay around these playoffs, where we are at the minute, we're punching massively. We all know that. No one expects us to be there, but we just get on with it and keep playing the way we play and try and excite the fans and excite people that watch us. We've got exciting players who entertain us. And one thing I'll say to the lads before most games, pretty much every game, is entertainment.
Yeah, and well, there's certainly good football played on Saturday against Marine. And Jamie Milligan, manager of Bamber Bridge, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck this weekend, and keep up the excellent work.
Brilliant, thanks, Ben.
Jamie Milligan there, manager of Bamber Bridge, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Matlock Town find themselves 3 points behind Bamber Bridge, same at the start of the day, but it was a handy win for Matlock Town, given the fact that, well, Guiseley won, Marine got beat, Radcliffe obviously didn't play. But they were taking on a team, Matlock, in Stafford Rangers, who needed a win to get themselves close to that playoff line. Matlock Town got the win, 2-0 victory at Marston Road. And that's a great result for Martin Carruthers' side, James.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, it didn't take much time to go get take the lead anyway. 9 seconds it took for Kyle DeMeyer on his second appearance for Matlock to take the lead. Again, go watch the highlight if you can. Catching Stafford, who are on a bit of a poor run at this moment, that's 3 straight defeats there. Matlock's form's been here, there and everywhere, and they're still sick at this moment. They're getting the wins where they can, and when they are winning, they're winning pretty.
So, Matlock Town, 3 points outside the playoffs. They do have a game in hand, incidentally, with Bamber Bridge. And I think we've touched upon this a few times. Bamber Bridge, the only team in the top 11 who have got a negative goal difference. So, Matlock Town, obviously, if they win that game in hand, will overtake Bamber Bridge. But it's a good result for Matlock Town in their last outing, a 2-0 victory over Stafford Rangers. I missed out the Gainsborough Trinity result deliberately because that takes us to the lower half of the table. Gainsborough Trinity not picking up any points on Saturday. A 2-0 defeat at Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town rising up the table as a result of that victory up to 15th. And a much needed 3 points, that one, for Morpeth, James.
Yeah, fantastic result there. And again, helping the side chasing the playoff spots at this moment in time too, because it drags Gainsborough Trinity back, but again, games in hand. But for Morpeth Town, just pulls them away from that little bit of a relegation fight. Morpeth were on the cusp of that. They're not necessarily fully safe just yet, but that win was something that they needed, especially with other results on the afternoon.
Yes, and it's actually two games unbeaten now for Morpeth. They did pick up a very good 2-2 draw last Saturday, didn't they, against Matlock. So 4 points out of a possible six against Matlock and Gainsborough. Ain't bad at all. Let's hear more now on the mood at the Highwaymen. And it's a welcome back to the show now to the manager at Craig Park. Here's Craig Lynch. Well, Craig, a big thank you for joining us and a big congratulations for that brilliant victory on Saturday against Gainsborough Trinity. First win of 2023. How was it?
Yeah, thanks again for having us on, Ben. Always appreciated. Yeah, it was a massive win under the circumstances, but very well warranted win. I mean, it's a funny one to say the run we were on, but I thought Gainsborough was a type of game that we needed at home, because we obviously flying this season, got some great players, but I knew they'd come at us and be an attacking team. So that's what we needed, for us to be at home, have space in behind to try and exploit, which we did excellently on Saturday, and we were well deserved the 3 points.
And it's been a decent start, because obviously you drew with Matlock coming back off the winter break with a 1-0 defeat against South Shields. Before that, I mean, it was a 1-0 defeat against Geisley, and we've seen what Geisley are up to at the minute. So it's been not the best of form up until Christmas. Do you feel like you might have turned the corner now?
Yeah, you would like to think so. I mean, even on the hard run, even on the losses, it was only two games I was disappointed in. That was Belper and Nantwich. The rest of the games, we were in all the games. And it's a funny one, isn't it? Luck goes around and comes around, but we just didn't have any luck. Marine at home, we were 1-0 down. We should have had a penalty, and we sent our keeper up, and then we scored from the halfway line to make it 2-0. Geisley, we conceded in the 95th minute a penalty, which he then scored the rebound. South Shields, to be fair, we had a lot of chances in the first half, but we'd scored from a corner, which we were disappointed with. And then Matlock, again, we were 2-1 up with, and Matlock had 10 men. And to be fair to Matlock, we brought on some energetic substitutes and got back to 2-2, but we had chances to kill the game off a 2-1. So we were always in the game. The lads' morale had been tremendous throughout of it. So I always knew that it was around the corner, but it's easier said than done, isn't it, in football? We just needed that couple of points, which we got 1 point against Matlock, 3 against Gainsborough. And like you said, hopefully we're on a bit of a run, but we've got Bamber Bridge away on Saturday, which will be another difficult game. But there's no, it's a simple cliche, isn't it? You look and there's no easy games in the league.
I mean, generally, Craig, as well, I mean, obviously this is it's been a tricky first half of the season for Morpeth, you know, in and out of form. But is that a surprise, really, given the fact you've kind of changed the nature of the squad from what it was last season to what it is now? I mean, what's your take on you know, how the squad is now as we head into 2023, good and proper?
Yeah, like you said, it's a bit of a transitional period, so to speak. Teams have spells of where we probably went 4, 5, 6 years with the same players, and it comes to a head, doesn't it? And you've got to change something up. Teams' budgets change all the time, and you look at different things. So we took 8 or 9 out. We brought 8 or 9 in. And the start of October, mid-October, we were second in the league, a win away from going top scorers in the league. And then the start of November till the end of December, you go on and not score in 6 games and lose 6 games. But like I thought about it, I had a good think about it. And I took over September last year, and we went probably 14 months without really dropping form, which is testament to the lads. Like everyone in the league, part-time lads, but we went from October to February last year without losing a game. The form was brilliant, and everyone seemed to have a little bit of a knock of form at the same time. But hopefully, we've come out of that now, and and we can try and kick on for the last part of the season.
And with regards to that winter break, obviously, you know, coming back out of it into South Shields, that's tough. But was that a few weeks off useful with regards to, you know, getting people back fit and taking stock and that kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely from a selfish management point of view, of course. Obviously, we wanted the games on because, like every non-league club, rely on the funding from the fans and the supporters coming through the door. But from my point of view, selfish point of view, I think it was massive for us. Again, it was one of them where we've got an artificial pitch, but we did our best, even in a bad run of form, to get the Warrington game on. We came up, which was disappointing, obviously, that we'd come up, but the referee made a call to call it off at the last minute. So that was one of them. Then Liver's Edge a week after was at home. That got called off because of the weather. And then Mask on Boxing Day at their place got called off. So it was a good month, obviously, over Christmas. And it's probably what we needed, just to try and forget about the run we were on. And it came to South Shields, and you're thinking, there was a big crowd there. People are obviously coming to watch, thinking, Morpeth's lost five on the belt. Are we going to get turned over today? And we've really stood up and give a good account of ourselves. And that's all you can ask from the lads. And they've been fantastic for us.
So after the draw against Matlock and the win against Gainsborough, you know, two fantastic victories there against promotion contenders this season, that sees you up to 15th, 2 points behind Atherton Colls, and, you know, not too far off the likes of Ashton and Stafford Rangers, if the truth be known. And, you know, we've seen Geisler string the results together and seen where they are. So, I mean, what's your expectations for this second half of the season now, Craig?
Look, I think we've got to try and better what we did last year. It's a strange one. I don't think there won't be many teams who's had kind of the same runs 2 years running, which we had. Obviously, this happened at the start of last season where we lost seven on the bounce, I think, and won 1-9. And then this has happened a little bit later on. So we're probably in a similar position as what we were in last year. I think the big difference for me is that we've struggled this year against the teams coming into the league, where I always look and I like to see how we do in comparison from year to year. And we've took more points off the better teams this season. Stafford already, we've got them to play, but we've already took more points off them than last year. Gainsborough, we took more points off Matlock. But it's the teams, Marines, Belters, you know, Geisley, who've come into the league, we've struggled against. So that's something I've probably got to look forward to next season and doing a little bit more on the teams that are coming into the league, because it'd be a bit of an unknown like we were in the first season that we came into this league. People underestimated us, and we're making a good push for the playoffs just before COVID hit. So teams coming from different leagues and winding them up early doors is something that we've got to look for.
And obviously this weekend you're playing a well-established team now at this level, Bamber Bridge, away from home. I mean, what's your thoughts on this game this weekend?
Yeah, it'll be another tough game. We played them at our place early in the season and we were 1-0 up. They had great possession of the ball, but we looked comfortable. And then we had a man sent off about 60 minutes and it changed the outlook of the game. We ended up drawing 1-1. So we know what we're about. We've got some cracking players. I think Finn Sinclair Smith's probably one of the top three players in the league, to be honest. So we know it's going to be a difficult game, but we're going there on the back of two good results. So we've just got to go there with the confidence and positivity which we've shown in the last few weeks. And we've got players back in the squad. Andrew Johnson, who's had a bad injury at the start of the season, he's come back to fitness now. A couple of lads coming into a bit of form. So we've got to go there and a point for minimum to keep ourselves going.
This is my sensationalist question of the week here, Craig, but you're 13 points behind Bamber Bridge with a game in hand. In a couple of weeks' time, that could be down to 7 points. Is that still on the table, maybe, you know, looking upwards rather than over your shoulders? Is that your hope for the next bit of the season?
Yeah, it's got to be, hasn't it? We've always got to look up the league. And like you said, a couple of good results and it propels you up there and it gives you even more confidence. I would just like to see us being around and better what we did last season. Again, we did fantastically well last season to go 4 months unbeaten and take it to the second off last weekend to be in around the playoffs. So again, testament to the group we had last year. This year, we've got to try and do the same. We've got to, I think, a team of our calibre, everyone will say it, but a team of our calibre, we should be in the top half of the table. And like I said, we had a bit of a transition. We got players out, got players in. Got a few. We went for younger lads that are still learning the trade, who have done really well for us. So if we get in and around what we did last season, I think that'll be another positive season to then build on for next year. Again, a bit off the league. We've got like our senior cup, our county cup, which is held in usually St James's Park. Hopefully, they'll do that this year. we're a couple of games away from there, but I think it's another target. I would love for us to finish the season at St. James's Park, especially how well Newcastle's been going. That would be a real buzz for everyone, and it would make the season worthwhile.
Well, best of luck, Craig, in that cup competition, and also best of luck in the coming matches as well. And Craig Lynch, manager of Morpeth Town, big, big thank you for taking the time to join us on this week's show, and catch up very soon.
Thank you very much, Ben. Much appreciated.
Craig Lynch there, manager of Morpeth Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And lastly, for results from this past week, Nantwich Town beating Belper Town by 3-1 sees Nantwich out of the relegation places on 27 points, 1 point ahead of Whitby Town, who drop into the relegation places. Morpeth Town and Nantwich maintaining that gap between themselves and Morpeth Town, which at the start of the day was a point and remains the case. A good result that for Nantwich Town in a tricky game there in Derbyshire on paper.
This was a vital one for both teams at this moment in time. This was an early six-pointer for both sides there. So for Nantwich to get 3 points like that, it's a crucial one. But we keep the form going. This is the Nantwich what we've been used to in the past.
Yeah, big result for Nantwich Town. Let's hear more now from the Weaver Stadium. And it's a welcome back to the show to manager Richie Sutton. Well, Richie, a big thank you for joining us and a happy new year and welcome back to the show. And congratulations on that win against Belper. Coming from behind to take all 3 points, how was your afternoon?
Yeah, well, it was we had a tricky week, really, because we had a few people ill and injured. So we had a bit of a depleted squad for the game. And then we lost another two in the warm-up. Hence, as I'm sure you know, me and Fletch both ended up being on the bench. So, yeah, I thought the game, we controlled the game majority for the large parts of it. Obviously, we made a mistake, which gave them a little bit of a lift and they got the goal. But we were always in control of the game, really. And I think it was a matter of time. So we got the equaliser. And once we did, we looked like we were going to win the game up until the last minute.
No, one of my notes for this interview, Richie, was actually, oh, you came off the bench. How was that? So how was your own performance, do you think? The last 10 minutes you came back on the pitch.
Yeah, well, it was one of them. We've been speaking for a few weeks, actually, because even though we're both getting on a little bit, we still think there'll be times this season where you can use that experienced defender, or you can use I don't know if Fletch will like the term, his legs are going, but he's getting on a little bit. But his quality and his football brain still remains, which he managed to get his goal. I don't know if you've seen the halfway line. And and then I came on last 10 minutes just to shore things up, which was good. So, regarding that, I did what I needed to do. I'm glad it was only 10 minutes and not a half that I was needed, because I haven't played for a while, but game on, shored the game up, and we got the important 3 points.
And how important are those 3 points as well? Because obviously, heading into the enforced winter break, Nantwich were on fire, really. It was a brilliant run you were on. Then, obviously, we were hit by postponements, and then you've had to come out of it, play a tough game against Stafford, you know, a decent draw against Warrington, but then you've had to play an informed Guiseley. So it's not been kind to you, this return back in January?
No, I mean, we had a difficult spell before we went on that run. I think we lost 5 games on the bounce, which performance-wise, and there was only one goal in any of the games. It could have gone either way, and which was disappointing. But yeah, we managed to pick ourselves up, and we went on a nice run then. And it was important that when we did lose a game against Stafford, it was disappointing, a 3-0er, because that's the first time we've conceded that many goals all season. So that was disappointing, but we brushed ourselves down and we got a good point against a very good Warrington team. And like you say, with Guiseley being in form, I mean, we went in front in that game, and for some reason, when we went in front, we just took our foot off the gas and the game changed, and Guiseley are very good at what they do, and we couldn't deal with that. So that was disappointing. But like I say, we've bounced back with a great 3 points on Saturday, so we've just got to look to try and build a mini run again and get some more points on the board.
Yeah, and it was a victory that saw yourselves out of the relegation places. And, I mean, this battle to stay above that relegation line is quite remarkable, because as we've seen with Guiseley, if a few of you start to put on similar runs like you did before Christmas, then there's a lot of teams in mid-table who are in a bit of trouble here.
Yeah, it's a crazy league, really, because there's not many points between just outside the relegation zone and just outside the playoffs still at this stage of the season, which is really strange. So, like I say, we're just looking at one game at a time at the moment and get ourselves further away from that relegation zone. And then what happens happens after that. But yeah, like we've seen with guys, they put a few wins together, and I don't know if they're in the playoffs or just outside it, but the league can change massively over the course of a few games.
Now, let's touch upon the matches that are coming up. You've got two big games coming up, haven't you? I mean, you've got FC on Tuesday night, but before that, it's not too far off a six-pointer, if I can say that, at the end of January, against Stalybridge Celtic. So, two important games.
Yeah, massive. I mean, I think out of the remaining games, we've got 10 at home, which is good. And we've got to play a lot of teams that are down there in the bottom sort of 10. So every game's going to be, as you say, sort of a six-pointer, really. But our main focus is on Stalybridge this weekend. We've done our research on them. We're going into the game with a win under our belt, which is important, and confidence. And, we'll just be looking to go and play the way we do and pick 3 points up. But footballing-wise, the team is not a problem. We've got some great players, and it's just more to do with the sort of whether they can deal with that with the guys in the game. They were very physical and they were quite direct, and we couldn't deal with that. So it's how the lads apply themselves on the day. And going on to Tuesday night, against another good team, FC United. So it's, like I said, with a lot of the games this season, we've not been turned over by anyone, really. Even the Stafford game, I wouldn't say they were better than us. They just put their chances away, and we were poor on the day. But we know that we're a match with the players we've got for any team. So we'll be going into both games coming up with full of confidence and looking to get 3 points.
And for you personally as well, Richie, we touched upon the fact, you know, you've been on the field of play, returning to action on the pitch. But how much are you enjoying being a manager as well? The last time we spoke was, I think, in November, and yeah, you've been on this incredible run. And if, like we said, we've got the festive period out of the way, a good victory against Belper. So how much are you enjoying things at the Weaver Stadium?
Yeah, well, it's my first job, so I'm learning something every week, which is fantastic, and it's I'm just trying to give my all to it, and I haven't officially hung up my boots, so it's one of them. But I would find it difficult to play and manage week in, week out. So it's great learning for me, and I'm excited with what we're doing at Nantwich and the players we're bringing in and the style that we're trying to implement on the team, and it's really exciting. So yeah, I'm really happy with how it's going so far. Obviously, I'd like a few more points on the board, as anyone would, but we're confident that we're going to do that. And like I say, just improve the club and improve the team as much as I can, and that'll improve myself as an up-and-coming manager.
Oh, good stuff. And last question, Richie. Looking forward to the next couple of months. This is when it gets a bit nervy, but like we've said, I mean, it's all to play for, really, isn't it? So how much are you looking forward to the coming months and towards the end of the season and what's possible at Nantwich?
Yeah, really, really looking forward to it. I mean, like I touched on before, we've got good players at our club, and when we're on form, we can beat anyone. So it's an exciting time. I know, yeah, like I say, we prefer not to be in that position, but you've got to embrace it, and the players got to embrace it. We've had plenty of meetings with them and showed them what they're capable of, and they've got to roll their sleeves up and accept the challenge that we've got. So we're going to do that as coaching staff, as management team, and the players have to follow suit. It's exciting times, and I'm sure we'll be fine.
Good stuff. Well, Richie Sutton, player manager at Nantwich Town, big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show, and all the best in the coming matches.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you very much.
Nantwich Town manager Richie Sutton there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's all the results from this past week across the Northern Premier League. Obviously, the weather did impact upon a few fixtures. And obviously, looking outside, we're pre-recording the show on Wednesday, we should say. The weather's still, it's not as wet as last week. It's now cold. Social media channels are going to be very important this weekend, James. So how can people keep across it all for those matches which are on, but also those matches that might be in question? How can people keep in touch with what's going on?
Yeah, so the main one for Saturday, Twitter at Northern Premier League. Obviously, all the live updates and the pitch inspections and all that will go on there first, but also at the same time, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube, official Northern Premier.
Great stuff. So James Hayes, social media officer from the Northern Premier League, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. You have a lovely weekend. Wrap up warm, and we'll be hearing from you again next week.
No, it was great. Thank you very much.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show, but it's now time to look into the future. And this week, we're talking about the matches on Saturday, the 21st of January, 2023. That's right, 2023. Can you believe it? We literally are living in the future. And joining me here, living in the future with us all, it's Mr. Andrew Snaith from Whitby Town Radio. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
Evening, Ben. Yeah, it's very rare for me to be accused of living in the future. Normally stuck in the past, but nice to be
good stuff. And we should say, Andrew Snaith's developing a reputation for joining us and doing a fixture preview for often for weekends where the matches were scheduled, but ultimately never got played due to the weather. And at the moment, it's snowing where I am. So we should say we're pre-recording this preview on Thursday. Please do check social media before setting off to your game. And please do take on board the reputation that Andrew Snaith is developing for himself here on the MPL show. Right.
It's a massive Jonah. That must be it.
Let's start off with the team up at the top of the table. That's South Shields. And I've not said this too often this season, but South Shields will be looking to bounce back on Saturday from a defeat in their last outing. It's a tough game, though, against FC United of Manchester. And these games at Mariners Park over the past few years have been epic encounters. This should be a good game on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, South Shields only one defeat at home all season in the league. So it'd be tough for FC United and Manchester. But yes, an FC away, they tend to be epic, Ben. It's all or nothing. There's no settling for draws. There's no sitting back and hoping for the best. It's all or nothing. It's a win or a loss. They haven't drawn a single game on their travels. Apologies in advance if I've just jinxed it, but it should be a terrific game, shouldn't it?
It should. And I was going to say, I mean, we spoke earlier about the FC United Hyde United match, which was 4-4. That followed on from the 2-2 draw between FC United and Whitby Town the week earlier. That game was 4 stars. The one on Saturday was 5 stars. I mean, what do you make of the way FC United have been playing the last couple of weeks? Because it's like you say there, it is kind of all or nothing, but certainly if you're neutral, very entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say, and FC United games, certainly the FC Whitby game, neither of us were neutral, but it was terrific to watch. It was a great advert for the leagues. I'm sure the Hyde game was even more so. Generous at the back, tremendous going forward. Yeah, FC United and they'll go to South Shields and think they've got a chance, and they have. They play that swashbuckling style, and if it's their day, they've got every chance of getting a victory.
And South Shields currently 3 points ahead of Hyde United. South Shields have got 3 games in hand over the team in second. Hyde taking on Stafford Rangers this weekend. And we've been saying it that the league's starting to stretch out a bit. It's still very close. And as Geisley have proven, it only takes a few wins and suddenly you propel yourself up the table. But for Stafford and the playoff race, it's starting to really stretch out, isn't it? It's 8 points between Stafford and Bamber Bridge. So you'd imagine Stafford need to start picking up 3 points. But this is a tricky one at Ewan Fields.
Yeah, absolutely. And they don't tend to travel well either, Stafford. So it'll be a very tricky one for them. I'd give you a chance. They can be quite open, but they're right up there. They're challenging South Shields. They're only 3 points behind. They themselves will be thinking, right, well, we need to get on a run now. We need to be winning all these remaining games just to give ourselves a chance if Shields have a Devon Lock style collapse. So you'd think that Hyde would be the favourites here.
Hyde, a very good counter-attacking team as well. As a Gainsborough Trinity currently sitting third, 5 points from top spot, 2 points behind Hyde United. Gainsborough do have 2 games in hand, incidentally, over Hyde. They're taking on Marine. And I suppose it's interesting for Marine because they've dropped out of the playoffs. They have played some tough opponents, though. But it'd be interesting to see how they bounce back after that Bamber Bridge result, because they were 2-0 up in that game. Bamber Bridge ended up winning 3-2. Marine down to 10th now, 6 points outside the playoffs. But they will be looking to bounce back. Tough place to go to, North Holme, though.
Yeah, absolutely. They don't tend to lose many of their games, but equally, they don't tend to win there. So they maybe need to get the handbrake off in those home games. Equally, Marine, good on their travels. Difficult to beat. Only 3 defeats in the league on their travels this season. I wouldn't be surprised if they win their Marine, get themselves back in that picture. Only 3 points between 10th place Marine and 6th place Matlock. You know, it's still very, very tight.
Yeah, you do feel like there's a bit of jostling for position now for the next stage of the season. Let's go to Warrington Town then. Warrington Town taking on Whitby Town this weekend. We'll, of course, give it a big plug later in the preview, as this game will be live on Whitby Town Radio. Whitby Town obviously didn't play last weekend, so I'm imagining Whitby will be itching to get going again after that good performance at FC United last week. Here you are back over this side of the Pennines for this game against Warrington.
Yeah, absolutely, and just keen to try and cut out some of the errors defensively. Yeah, some of the attacking players excellent. It might depend on the pitch at Warrington whether that suits Whitby, if they can play a bit there. If not, then they'll probably find it tough going against a always strong Warrington side, albeit one that does try to play a bit themselves. Interesting result in midweek as well. I think a lot of Whitby fans would have been Warrington supporters on Tuesday night with them playing one of our rivals in the bottom half, Atherton, and getting that late equaliser. Always a tough game away at Warrington, and I would expect nothing different for Whitby on Saturday.
And so Whitby Town taking on Warrington Town. Again, even though Whitby are where they are in the league table, you know, in that fourth relegation spot, and Warrington are where they are in fourth, up at the top of the division, you still wouldn't be surprised if it was an away win. That's the nature of the division this season. What about Bamber Bridge, who are currently fifth? They're taking on Morpeth Town. Morpeth Town picked up a brilliant win last week against Gainsborough. That was on top of the draw against Matlock Town. And, you know, coming close against South Shields as well on the 2nd of January. Morpeth have hit a bit of form. We had Craig Lynch on the show earlier. But Bamber Bridge are where they are. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this one?
Well, on paper, you're quite right. Morpeth have put a decent little run together. But on paper, you know, two wins on the road from Morpeth, a trip over to the western side of the country and Preston area for Morpeth. Bamber Bridge, just one defeat there. It is a fortress in the league for them. So on paper, you would think Bamber Bridge, big, big favourites. But, you know, we've been watching NPL Premier Football for too long to believe anything's cut and dried.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously, a lot of listeners to this show are going, Ben hasn't committed to Game of the Weekend yet. We've had South Shields against FC United. We've had Gainsborough Trinity against Marine. Why hasn't Ben said that's Game of the Weekend? It's because this is Game of the Weekend. Matlock Town against Guiseley. There's so many layers to this story. Paul Phillips returning to Causeway Lane. Matlock Town in sixth, just 3 points outside the playoffs with a game in hand and a better goal difference than Bamber Bridge. Guiseley come out of nowhere over the last month or so. They're 4 points from the playoffs, sitting in seventh. Big, big game, this one in Derbyshire.
Yeah, it's interesting, actually. I've noticed on social media there's a lot of people backing Guiseley to get into that top five before the end of the season. And you're right, they've come from nowhere. The new manager bounce that Paul Phillips has instilled, and that'll be a tremendous game against Matlock. That could go either way, couldn't it? Matlock themselves are extremely hard to predict what they do. They are very hard to beat at Causeway Lane, so that might be the difference maker. But should be a great game.
It should be an epic encounter, that's for sure. Matlock Town taking on Guiseley. At the same time, Warrington Rylands will be travelling to not too far from where Andrew Snaith is to take on Mask United. Now, we do have to say, Mask, they just need to get some matches played, don't they?
Yeah, they've got so many games in hand. Six games in hand on Whitby immediately above them and Stalybridge on the other side of the relegation line. But they've really got to end this wretched run of form they're on. They've really just sunk at the moment. But I imagine that first win, that first point after a long time, and they should have the quality to climb out. But they've got a lot of good players that we know quite well.
I mean, what's your take, Andrew, on this relegation battle at the moment? Liversidge and Belper Town, you know, on the periphery of things at the moment, but that could easily change in the coming weeks. But Mask, they're the ones who, obviously, the 4 points they've had, they've got six games in hand on Whitby and Stalybridge above them. They've got seven games in hand over Nantwich Town, who are 4 points up the road as well. Mask, obviously, you know, they need to get games played, but Whitby, Stalybridge, Nantwich, Lancaster, Morpeth, these are sides that you don't necessarily expect to be filling those relegation places. So there's going to be some teams in mid-table land who are going to be looking over the shoulders at the moment going, we need to keep winning like the likes of Nantwich are and Stalybridge have been.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, looking at it, a lot of people thinking Belper are out of it now, although, of course, there's still 17 games left to play. Liversedge, equally, because of their current form, they do have games in hand, but they're really struggling. Just look at the home record. That's where it's, if they do go, that's where it's been lost. But Sunderland Travels, they're not bad at all. Mask, yes, they shouldn't be where they are. They're a better team than that, I think. And having seen most of the teams immediately above Whitby, I mean, any could drop in. If you think that Belper might be gone, then you look at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, up to Atherton, I would say, in 14th. 8 teams competing to avoid the other 3 places. It's very, very tight. I don't think there's too much between those teams. I fear, for my own personal interest and my nerves, I fear it's going to go right to the wire.
Yeah, and we should say, I mean, one of the games this weekend is Radcliffe taking on Atherton Colls. And this seems outlandish, what I'm about to say here now, considering what we've been talking about with Radcliffe all for this first part of the season about being playoff contenders. But the 6 points from the playoffs, so still very much involved in the playoff race. As you know, they've got 2 games in hand over Bamber Bridge. So there's your 6 points right there, potentially. But Radcliffe are only 5 points ahead of Atherton Colls. And, you know, Radcliffe and Atherton Colls games can go either way. So it's not beyond all realms of possibility that Atherton Colls could win that game. And all of a sudden, they're 2 points behind Radcliffe. And Atherton Colls are very much in the radar of the likes of Whitby Town. So it's awfully interesting what could happen over the coming months.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a bit of a derby there. I'm allowed to say that one, Ben, aren't I?
Yes, it is a derby, yes.
My lack of Northwest knowledge, but I think they're pretty close.
Let's call it the Andy Burnham derby. They're both in Greater Manchester, whether they like it or not.
But yeah, it should be a great game. Atherton, they would be kicking themselves over the lack of cutting edge, I think, in some of those games. I'm sure there's so many matches this season where they just needed the odd goal. They have a great spirit about them. They are a tough, tough team to play home or away. And they just find a way to get results. So equally, I suppose there's some games they might have lost, but because they're so tough, because they work so hard for each other, because they've got that spirit about them, they've got points that you wouldn't expect them to. So and a derby as well, it could easily get the win.
Yes, and with regards to Belper Town will be travelling to Ashton United this weekend. Important game for Ashton United. Well, we mentioned about Stafford Rangers being on the periphery of things. Ashton United didn't play last week, but have been pretty good since Steve Cunningham's come in. Liversedge, they'll be hosting Lancaster City. Lancaster City, along with the likes of Morpeth, Nantwich, Stalybridge and Whitby, looking to get away from that relegation line. Liversedge looking to get a bit closer to that relegation line. So that's an important game. But how big is Nantwich Town against Stalybridge Celtic this weekend? That feels like a big game, to say the least.
It's a huge, huge game. Nantwich and Stalybridge, just what goal difference separate them both. They're almost identical records. Stalybridge do have that one game in hand, but I think it's just 2 goals between literally that, 2 more goals conceded. Yeah, that's a difficult one to separate. It was starting to look like Nantwich were going to really put them a bit of space between themselves and that bottom four, and they've never been able to quite put together the sequence of results to extricate themselves. And I think it's that home form, it's that Weaver Stadium form that's been the problem. Just 2 wins there in the league. And I guess Stalybridge might be looking at their own form at Bower Fold, and just 3 wins there for them. But luckily for them, they're on their travels this weekend. So that might prove to be an advantage for them. Another tough team to beat that just seemed to pull out a result from nowhere. And that might be the case on Saturday.
Just 4 points separating Atherton Colls in 14th and Whitby Town in 19th. And as we said earlier, Mask United, a position beneath Whitby Town, but have got loads of games in hand. This relegation battle is going to go on and on and on. But maybe not for Whitby Town. We'll find out if moving up the table, which Guiseley did as well, we have to mention, can be mirrored by the likes of Whitby Town. Whitby Town travelling to Warrington Town on Saturday afternoon, a game which will be live on Whitby Town Radio. Andrew Snaith, from the aforementioned Whitby Town Radio, please give this game a plug. How can people tune in if they can't make the game in person?
Yeah, my pleasure, Ben. If you can't make it over to Cheshire, make sure you listen in on Whitby Town Radio. Just search for it on all your regular search engines, and listen in with Paul Connolly and Liam Ryder live from 3 p.m. this Saturday.
Good stuff. Well, Andrew Stafe from Whitby Town Radio, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us for this big fixture preview for this weekend's matches. You have a lovely weekend, and we'll catch up again very soon.
All the best, Ben. Always a pleasure.
And a big thank you to Andrew Snaith for joining me on this week's show. Just a reminder, we pre-record the show, so please do check social media before setting off to your match this weekend. A big thank you to all my guests this week for joining me. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.